You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Now, pre-registration has closed for tomorrow's all-day outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We start at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 if you're in the Eastern Time Zone. And if you want to walk in, that's fine. It's $30, but do show up at 8 o'clock. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks so much for being with us. Looks like another cold, cold week across the Midwest.
Yeah, this kind of last, winter's last hurrah here to not tap here for this. We've already seen it here in Illinois and much of the central and eastern U.S. That'll continue from now through basically Friday on into Saturday. But good news is on the horizon here. We do see a break in the Arctic flow. That break does look to take place, again, starting this upcoming weekend. And that will then result in a return of more seasonal temperatures, which then actually looks to persist across much of the, especially eastern Corn Belt, as we go through next week. Western Corn Belt could still see slightly biased and cooler than normal temperatures next week. But again, it's more due to clouds and some additional precipitation rather than this big, you know, plunge of Arctic cold, such as what we're currently seeing. And we think this is really the last really big push of Arctic air or unseasonably cold temperatures, this large spread of an area. So spring is coming soon. We just have to still be a little patient here in Illinois.
Will it bring with it rains that are still of concern? Because I think with the amount of snow that has fallen, a rain following that, most have been concerned about flooding.
Yeah, that is the concern here going forward. And well, first off, with still the flooding across the southern U.S., where planting normally begins to start up here in the next few weeks, no early planting is expected in areas of the Delta and Southeast, as those areas remain on the active side. We have our next kind of big shot of precip, mainly in the form of rain across Illinois, coming up this weekend. The biggest snow looks to be up northwest, where it has been in recent months, centered on Minnesota and the Dakotas, which just have an incredibly high amount of snow right now, very high snow water equivalent, and some of the highest snow water equivalent that we've seen in that area of the past 10 years or so. So with more snow on the way, and it's going to be a very slow melt here across those areas, yeah, that combination of high snow and more rain on the way definitely, you know, raises concern for a continuation of flooding risks here as we go into this late winter, early spring period.
Dryness concerns have mostly been alleviated in South America. Can you check in on the Australian wheat crop?
For the Australian winter wheat crop, I'm just starting to look ahead towards the start of the new planting season here coming up. And last year's crop was hit hard by drought. This year looks to, that concern is still there, considering that we really haven't seen much in the way of soil moisture replenishment here over the summer. So as we go through March and on into April, they will need a significant improvement in soil moisture to really start them off in good shape.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.